This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Josh Bernstein. And Josh, you got lots to cover here in these next two segments. I'd like to do some video sometime too, as you know, we're separate from the radio show. We can put you on camera, what I can do through my video software, and cover, expand on these issues, because the first thing I think is, number one, the testing technology they're using is extremely inadequate, whether it's the PCR or the antibody test. The antibody, by the way, I went over this with Bill Wright, my immunotoxicologist who works at Smith's Klein Beach for 35 years in immunology and vaccines. And then your IgM antibodies show up about anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks or longer, and only may stay up for 24, 48 hours before they're gone, their immediate antibody. The delayed antibody can take 2 to 4 months to show up, so case tracking with this is stupid. It doesn't work. Then the PCR test can pick up all kinds of other coronaviruses that are inadequate, especially the test kits from China, but even the ones here in North America. But my suspicion, and this is really not good, my suspicion is the number of people that get the coronavirus is a lot higher, and it's a lot more infective than people thought. But most infections are stealth, which means it doesn't mean you're okay but not taking supplements. I believe everybody should have no social distancing, but they need to wear a mask and visor and take our supplements, because I think this infection is a stealth bugger that's going to screw up people's heart, brain, and other tissues. We even know that when people get even an asymptomatic case, most of them actually lose taste and smell, which means it's damaging their brain and it's kind of cooking away. So I think everybody should be on NutriMeds. Everybody should be using a mask and visor, but nobody needs to worry about social distancing. The virus is not going to stop at 6 feet. Doesn't matter if it's one. They should not be shutting down the industry. They should use reverse protection on our seniors. But what I see is a political activity is completely unconstitutional, and the shutdown of the economy and forced vaccination and chipping is the goal of people like Bill Gates and Fauci and these other maniacs who are completely out of their cotton-picking mind. I mean, they're not helping people to improve their immune defenses, and they're actually spreading this bioweapon, aren't they?
I would say first
your
and
comments,
foremost.
Your comments, Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say first and foremost that we need to be outside. We need to be in the fresh air. We need to have the sunlight. We need to
absolutely.
We need to do those types of things, you know, sweat a little, you know, work out, exercise, because that's the best thing for this. That's number one. Number two, we're now in the warmer weather. And being in the warmer weather, we're going to have the heat, of course, but we're also going to have a higher uptick, of course, in humidity. Now, this virus cannot live in humidity. They've all said that and I've already proven that.
And
that was from the doctors that were part of the coronavirus task force. So that's the second thing. The third thing is these governors better watch their backs. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. These liberal leftist Marxist governors that are acting like tyrants and dictators, they're going to get what's coming to them if they don't stop. Now, I'm not threatening them or anything like that, but there are enough Americans that are pissed off beyond all recognition that if this continues to keep up and we cannot solve this in a peaceful manner, there are going to be some, certainly not me, and I'm certainly not advocating for it, so before Right Wing Watch jumps all over me, there are going to be instances in the future if this level of tyrannical behavior from these left-wing governors continues to get worse and worse. There's no question about it. The American people believe in freedom and liberty and prosperity, and I strongly disagree with Sean Hannity from last night, who said that we should not show up armed at these rallies and show a full force of strength of our Second Amendment capabilities. And what I understand what he meant and what he said was that if something happens and something goes wrong, then the left-wing media is going to blame it and try to come after our guns. That part I understand. But the part that Sean and others don't understand is that the patriots that show up with long guns and handguns and are armed in militia gear, Those are the most peaceful people out there. Those are the ones that are not
trigger-happy. Oh, yeah, they're
those
rational.
Those are the ones that are going to be reserved in their thought process when it comes to the Second Amendment, because they understand the enormous responsibility and the fact that they could lose their own Second Amendment rights if they get arrested or get in trouble. So it's those folks that are going to be the least trigger-happy. The ones that I worry about are the thugs with their pants down past their to their ankles or wearing, you know, all black hoodies in Antifa and in Black Lives Matter. Those are the ones that are going to be trigger-happy. Those are the ones you got to worry about.
Well, I believe in two things. We on Mondays we have our How to Win in Court spot on, talking about pro se litigant action. Number two, I believe when people, if we have a battalion of people filing pro se litigant actions and getting prepped up, in other words, three things: get out of the big cities or at least connect with a hobby farm, even if you live in the city, get prepped up physically for food, water, and so on, and a possible collapse of the economy. Because these maniacs, if they start even vaccinating a small percentage of people and causes a secondary wave like the 1918 pandemic when they put the typhus vaccine, it's my suspicion, and I'm very suspicious of people like Mike Adams. This guy is a Stratfor guy, okay? He's tied to CIA. You have to understand, they want the general, oh, it's going to come back in the fall. Why? Why? If people have adequate vitamin D and supplements and so on and take proper protections like airway and so on, do reverse protection of the seniors. Leave the rest of us stand well alone. Go to church and go to work and weld and do whatever. And the social distancing is insanity. People need to get out in the fresh air and the water. The sunlight kills the virus in seconds. This is insanity. And shutting down the economy is their control freaks want to say, well, and then they want to say, we're going to give you a passport, that you have to have a passport. Now, their testing is BS. And there's one lab in Germany that says they got an accurate test that measures the actual antibodies against COVID virus. Nobody, and I know this from all the research I've been doing for months now, day and night, has a test that will tell you coronavirus from any other virus, any other coronavirus, including regular flu, et cetera, et cetera. They're all full of it. So when they say that all these cases, and then they're going to measure temperatures, probably one in 10 cases has a clinical taste. And it's very deadly, by the way. This virus is deadly as hell. So if you get it, it can cook your liver, your brain, cause renal failure, et cetera, and even kill kids because of meningoencephalitis. So you need to take supplements, and you need airway and eye protection. But guess what? Social distancing is BS. And the idea that people like this half Whitmore, you know, Michigan, can say don't go to your cabin or go out in your boat in the middle of the freaking lake, she's out of her freaking mind. And I look at her and I'm saying, this woman needs to go in a palsy jacket with a shot of antipsychotic in her right butt cheek in a padded room so she can't talk or hurt anybody, including herself. She's nuts. And why do we tolerate this? I don't know. I don't want people to be good just going crazy with their guns, but I do want them to show up with their guns and say, look, if you come to my home and try to force vaccinate me and my family, it's going to get nasty. In the meantime, I want a battalion of people to file the pro se litigant suits against the personal property, against the corporations, etc., of all these maniacs that want to push this, including Bill Gates and Fauci and the other criminals, and all these governors and people that think that they want to control us and they somehow are now elected dictators. They're not. It's unconstitutional. It's frigging nuts. And killing the economy will cause a lot more suicides, home violence, deaths, etc., and starvation than this virus ever could, because we're going to build up herd immunity one way or the other. And these people are nuts, as far as I'm concerned. And you can see it in countries like Sweden, where they don't do anything except maybe a little security around senior homes, and they're doing just fine. Don't they? They're going to build up herd immunity. Yeah, they're Vikings, people. They got a freaking clue.
I think you know what a lot of this is obviously, and I agree with President Trump, who recently said that the Chinese do not want him to win re-election, and they were capable of anything. Now, he didn't go far as to say that they released the virus to take out the economy, but I'll go on record to say that that's exactly what they did, and they likely worked with the Democrats. Now, I was absolutely excoriated and chastised by what I just said right now 2 months ago on your show and on others for saying that it's possible that the Democrats had something to do with this, either working with their Chinese slave masters in China to release the virus and to crash Trump's economy. They know that Joe Biden can't beat President Trump, and they know more than anything else that the more he has rallies, the more the economy grows, the better the economy looks, the less chance they have.
Well,
I believe they have something to do with it.
Well, he's on a knife's edge. The next thing he wants to earn my total support back, because he's partly there, is he fires Fauci and Burks and Megadeth, Bill Gates, gets rid of this lockdown completely, and then provides personal protection, so advises a mask, and something's like, give every American, say, my Neutrodyne and vitamin D and zinc. And something like our Power C. Just give it all. Don't ask for any money. Just give it to them, okay? And if they just take supplements and a mask and so on, get back to work and stop all this.
Yeah. Politically, he can't fire Dr. Fauci, and he can't fire Dr. Birx politically. I agree with you. Dr. Fauci and Birx should have been never have chosen first and foremost, but they should have been fired a long time ago. But hang on, listen. He can't do it for political reasons. There's millions of Americans that watch those coronavirus press briefings, and if he fired one or both of them, it would come down on him hard politically. Well, because the left would run around and say he's not listening to the experts.
Okay, the best way. Here's another alternative. Why don't they have a secondary panel? Right. Have a secondary panel of other people who have an alternative viewpoint. Listen.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Is that nuts?
Well, I would need to see proof of it before I would report on it.
Yeah, well, and we're going to be going over this tomorrow, but I have some very good proof from the actual November-December vaccine program in Hubei province that this started the pandemic just like those people went back to central Iran and Italy, which are BRI nations, Belt and Road. And that, in fact, the reason why there's only a small number of cases, the case fatality rate in the West, say in America, is tiny compared to Italy and Iran, because a mixture of cases is very bad BRI, which is very deadly, or it can go stealth and kind of chew away at you inside your body. But also, the people that were primarily injected are the typhoid Mary, the super spreaders that are killing people in Iran and Italy. And what they did is the Chinese were trying to create a bioweapon that they wanted to release on the West was part of their trade war, because May of 2019, they declared war on the West, and their war, they've already made public documents going back 25 to 30 years that they want to have a bioweapon war with the West, and they were collaborating with the 1000 Intelligence Program and other programs to do intellectual theft or collaboration to steal as much technology to create the bioweapon to kill non-Chinese.
Confucius Institute.
That's why I have almost now the... I have almost certainty this was not a wet market. We know there are no viruses there. This is not just an accidental release. This was simply a vaccine program that went awry and started to kill all their people, and is still out of control in China. And that was 20 million, as of 6 weeks ago, 20 million cell phones gone on 900,000 landlines. They've had tens of millions dead, and they're trying to hide it. And the Chinese don't want to admit the fact that their vaccine program, which is the first phase of a bio-war against the West, they wanted to release the bioweapon on us, and they thought they were going to be vaccinated. That's what I think happened. I'm pretty certain of that, actually, from all my data that I have now collected, including my immunology people.
Yeah.
That
I think some of what you said is probably correct.
That's what I see happening.
There's no question this was a bioterrorism weapon. That is an absolute fact. Oh. We know that for sure because we have documentation and the information. Hang on. In November of 2015, they put out public studies that they actually did create and splice the genes and create this virus. This was created at a VSL-4 in Wuhan Virology Institute. That's where it was, and that's where it came from. Now, we also know that they completely lied about it, and they completely tried to cover it up. All the new information from the Five Eyes Alliance and the Australia Saturday Telegraph is showing everything. Once the virus came out and the people were getting sick, they started to censor the doctors and the virologists and the scientists and make sure that they were not allowed to publish anything about it. Then they went to the internet and they censored words like Wuhan or, you know, abnormal pneumonia, SARS, and they got rid of those keywords and they blocked those keywords. And then on December 6th, 5 days after the virus got out, a man contracted the virus, and then he contracted it to his wife, which proves that it is human-to-human transmission. And then on December 31st,
absolutely,
censorship and everything else. So the bottom line is they knew. And here's what's the other thing that's interesting, is that they cut off the rest of the world to all of the virus specimens. They would not allow the American doctors and scientists into Wuhan to inspect or research. And they cut off the rest of the world. And here's what's interesting. They also cut off the University of Texas. Now, the University of Texas is now under federal investigation from the Department of Education because they may not have disclosed properly their foreign contacts, contracts, and relationships with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and that is a direct violation, by the way, of the Higher Education Act, Section 117. Now, here's what's interesting about this. The lab at the University of Texas is actually owned and operated by the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which is operated and owned by the Chinese Communist Party. So think about this for a second. We have a Chinese virus that was created in the lab in 2015 by the Batwoman, Dr. Xi Jingli. She creates the virus, and then there's research facilities on colleges and universities in the United States that the Chinese Communist government owns and no doubt have packed those universities and research centers with their 1,000 talent program children and the Confucius Institute programs that are on all our campuses. You know what we need to do? We need to round up these students. This is a perfect time to do it right now while everything is shut down.
I would get them the hell out of here.
I would send in the military, the FBI, whoever. I would go in there and I would confiscate all of the lab, all the research, all the specimens, all the vials and everything, then I would find out whichever Chinese-owned and operated business in the United States is directly tied to the Chinese Communist Party. I would go in and confiscate those businesses immediately and deport every single person involved with the Thousand Talents Program and the Confucius Institute. Okay? We are at biological war. Okay? This is not right. just a virus that's affecting the world. This was a bioterrorism right. weapon. And these kids that are being sent from China to infiltrate our schools and universities, they're not here for an education. They're here for an infiltration.
Exactly. And I have now, I'd say 98% of the evidence approves that the whole thing started because they were reaching too far too fast, and they vaccinated their population at their only BSL-4 lab or in the area of Wuhan because they were planning to release the virus in the West and kill us as their primary attack thing and protect themselves.
Well, again, they must be punished. They must be punished severely. There's so many things that we can do, not just from a financial standpoint, but we've got to shut them down in the South China Sea. And we really, truly need to have a nationwide boycott against Chinese-made products and services. Now, most people will say, well, Josh, you know, everything's made in China. I go right. to the store, there's nothing I can do. I can't buy anything. Well, number one, that's not 100% true. But I will agree that at least 55-60% of everything you buy in the stores, unfortunately, is made in China. But there are many products, if they're not made in the United States, they're made in Taiwan, they're made in Hong Kong, they're made in Malaysia, in Singapore, in the Philippines, in Mexico, in India, in Australia, in all other places, Portugal, all other places around the world. Let's give money to them rather than to China. And if these companies like Walmart and Target and the dollar stores and all these other stores refuse to stop importing and selling Chinese products, then we need to run them out of business. That's right. Force these stores and these businesses to sell products that are not made in China. They can be made at other places. Obviously, America would be number one. But if you can't, fine. Just get it from other countries. Stop getting it from China. And Congress needs to get involved and pass a law forbidding these companies and corporations to do and sell imported products to the American public from China. That's the only way we're going to bankrupt China and yeah. collapse that regime.
Exactly. Right on. Amazing stuff. Josh,
All right.
We packed a lot in those two segments. People need to realize, I believe we are in a bio war, and I believe they actually vaccinated their population and started the plague by mistake. It wasn't just a leak of a virus. It was that there was a first phase to kill us while they protected themselves and they created the pandemic. That's what happened.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest importance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the last thing the United States needs is for the political left to exploit this crisis to achieve other goals they've wanted for a very long time.
This cannot be about ideological transformation. It needs to be about what will actually work for the American people.
The senator also calling for folks to come together during this very difficult time. President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona, Mayor Kate Gallego telling MSNBC what she hopes to hear from the president.
What I hope the president will say is that he's still committed to saving American lives.
Arizona has just under 9,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 362 deaths. The president will be touring a Honeywell facility that makes N95 masks. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Intelligence Committee is getting back to work. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a confirmation hearing at this hour for John Ratcliffe to be the next director of national intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Ratcliffe has been asked to lead the U.S. intelligence community during a time of profound challenge and great threats.
We expect that you will lead the intelligence community with integrity and ensure that the intelligence enterprise operates lawfully, ethically, and morally.
Burr, a Republican on that committee. A country music legend is spending his time today reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, boys and girls, and it's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What's your website again?
GoodReader.com.
Yeah. And we have Dr. Bob Teal here. Now, Bob, I wanted you to concentrate on a couple issues that we've mentioned before the show today so people kind of can grasp what's going on here. Let's get into it, okay? So, Dr. Bob Teal, we have an article here. It's cogwriter.com, cogwriter.com. And we deal with, we call it, you're also a functional medicine doctor, and you have your own practice up in Northern California. You also deal with a spiritual leader of your in your church that deals with the spiritual side of this and the constitutional legal side of it. So I'd like you to talk from whatever issues you feel are important today. We need to open up because they're connected to whatever else is going on. Because ultimately the goal, you can see the goal isn't to create a plague or even just to kill people. It's an element of spiritual and physical control that ultimately the Bible talks about. So I'd like you to get into that, please.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. You know, first, on the constitutional side and as far as the church goes, you know, if you actually read the amendments to the Constitution, and I've got an article that I sent to you where I with a link for that if you want to put it up, as well as a YouTube video about it. And if you read it, okay, let's read the first.
No, that was sent over my my Gmail account, right?
Yes.
Right, go ahead.
Okay, so just to remind everybody, it says the following. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Okay, that's the First Amendment. And if you read that, you say, wait a second,
right,
that's got nothing to do with the state. The governors don't have to comply with all this. Well, there's this other amendment that I'd like people to consider, the 14th Amendment. It says, all persons born and naturalized
right
in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are
right
citizens of the United States. Okay, that's fine. We understand.
Right.
And of the state where they reside, And so right now you and I are residing in California. No state, that includes California,
right,
New York, shall make or enforce any law which will abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of any life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within his jurisdiction equal protection of the law. And we've got a situation now where they just, no, you don't really have this right, because they can abridge your freedom of religion. And I can understand if this was more deadly than it was, I suppose, for some kind of a temporary thing. But, you know, typically when you quarantine people who are sick, and instead we basically shut down the government.
Well, yeah, you quarantine the sick and elderly. You don't quarantine the entire population. In fact, if you want to build herd immunity, you give people supplements so they build natural immunity, and you quarantine the really weak and sick and give them vitamin D and other things, and you don't shut down the economy. What they're doing is unconstitutional, isn't it?
Well, it would seem to me, when you read this, and you talk right about vitamins and minerals and such, so let's talk about that for just a minute. I wasn't planning on that, but let's just talk about it for just a moment. The media, the mainstream media,
seems
to be focused on this idea that we need something like a vaccine or some type of, let's call it adaptive immunity. And they've totally overlooked the general idea of what's called innate immunity, and that is our body's own abilities to fight that.
Right.
Now, you mentioned a couple of things, vitamin C,
right,
vitamin D, zinc, by the way, I would throw that out. And there's some other things, and I don't want to go into all of that.
Yeah.
What still astounds me is that in the United States, we have a standard that says people should try to eat two or more servings of fruit every day and three or more servings of vegetables. Now, this is not some radical idea that you or I just invented yesterday. Okay, this is the official position of the federal government. But have you been hearing most of the people in the media or the public health officials go out and say, hey, people, you know, one thing you could do instead of hiding, something else you could do would be to eat more fruits and vegetables high in vitamin C and improve your diets. But they seem to want to kind of avoid that. Now, so that's just...
Well, they want a weakened population because they want to control us, right?
Well, unfortunately, this is what it's more and more looking at.
Very... I mean,
for example, in the particular county that I'm in, a week ago Sunday, I was watching the evening news, local news, and for our entire county, and we have, I don't know, 5 to 7 or 8 hospitals, I don't remember exactly. Bill, would you like to guess how many people in San Luis Obispo County were hospitalized at that time for COVID-19? Just guess how many people in our
county. I'll bet it's under 50. I bet under 50 probably, right?
Yeah, quite a bit under. According to the news, it was 1.
Yeah, maybe.
And they told us
they were
shutting all these businesses down to flatten the curve. And, you know, how can I put this? I'm not into a lot of elective surgeries or medical things, but I don't understand why any state authority could tell all the hospitals, you can't do elective surgeries, you can't do this. Instead, they should have given, in my opinion, some guidelines that, hey, okay, if you guys are going to get overwhelmed by COVID-19, you can't do this. Instead, they said, no, you can't do this. Instead, now you've got places where they're letting nurses go, and nurses are looking for jobs, et cetera. And so this really has been...
Well, they're closing down hospitals and clinics. I mean, I know doctors are going bankrupt right now. Doctors.
And then,
even people that have... They call it, for example, two things I know. I'm a surgeon, too, okay? If you're doing a joint replacement or doing a coronary bypass, you're treating cancer, even if you decide to do conventional care or combination of conventional alternative, you can't get it. People are suffering and or dying because of stupidity and government shutting down the regular medicine, calling it non-essential. How crazy is that when they say it's essential to have an abortion, but you can't get a bypass or a joint replacement?
It to me is really absurd. And one of the things we were going to discuss now is the massive absurdness of this. Okay, now, in your lifetime and mine, we've never seen anything like this. And one of the points I want to make to the listeners is perhaps things are not always going to be like they were. You know, the Bible warns that, and Peter warned, in the end times, people think, you know, things have always been this way. People always said the end was going to come. It's not. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to change. And Peter said, well, don't forget Noah, because in Noah's time, people thought, you're just a nut. You're building a boat out in the middle of nowhere. There's no water. It's crazy. And I
think, isn't that a comment in the book of Acts by Timothy, I think? Yeah.
That was in First or Second Peter. But there are other similar scriptures.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
These scoffers, et cetera, at the end times. And so one of the things I'm hoping that people will see COVID-19 as is a wake-up call that you need to get your spiritual life in order. And one of the things, and we'll talk about this probably on the side of the break because I won't go all the way through, is that when this first started to become more of an issue, the World Health Organization go out and tell people, you know, maybe you shouldn't use currency anymore. Maybe you needed to go to digital currency. And I was talking to a doctor halfway between me and you, and he went to a store to buy something, and he wouldn't take his cash. And so he
ended up getting a credit card. Remember, they destroyed all this money, and they destroyed all this money in Wuhan. Remember that money that they had in central Wuhan, and they burned all these Chinese yuan? Please continue.
And the money coming from Europe, I mean, not from Europe, from China to here that they get the cash, they actually quarantined it or somehow sanitized it because they were worried about it or supposedly worried about it, even though health officials will tell you the odds of getting it from currency is almost 000, okay? It's remote. But when I hear them talking about we need to replace the currency with something digital, that reminds me of the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation, we hear about it coming, where you will not be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast and the number of his name and that kind of thing. And when John was inspired to write this stuff down, you couldn't have controlled all buying and selling back then. But with modern technology, you can. And I hear your bumper music going, so we'll continue this on the other side of the break.
Yeah. We'll be back in a moment. I'm going to post up the links afterwards so they can see these two videos you have as well.
19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at 8871.
Welcome back, and let's get into it. We have Dr. Bob here. Dr. Bob, we're going to put up these two videos, and they're always great videos, by the way. I want you to continue on this, because I really believe we're in the birth pangs now, but we're really close to what I call the formal tribulation. I think it's going to start real soon.
Yeah,
my guess is the secondary wave, if they start a vaccine, we're real close. I don't know exact dates, but I can tell you, one of the things I'm particularly concerned about is a forced vaccine program where Bill Gates and the other globalists are pushing to get immunity to the vaccine manufacturers so they have no liability if they even start killing people or causing a major secondary plague, which I believe has happened in Japan, in China. I think they actually released a bioweapon, and it turned on them and started killing their own population. And they want to do vaccines here that are not going to be safe and most likely will cause a secondary wave this fall or next winter when they release it. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, without getting that part of it, what I was going to say is that one of the things I saw today was that out in France, they're talking about requiring people to have some type of immunity passport in order to travel. And this is consistent with some of the things from Bill Gates regarding the vaccine site. And before the break, we were discussing the control of buying and selling, the whole thing with 666. And I was mentioning that when Jesus had the Apostle John write this down, there was no ability to control all buying and selling because, for example, we had a little acreage growing up. I could always meet somebody if I wanted, never did this, but I could always meet somebody in the woods. I could buy and sell and nobody would ever know. And back in John's day, Apostle John's day, certainly you could do that. Nowadays, though, if they would get rid of currency and other, and switch everything to electronic, they can do that. And this idea of having to have some kind of special ability to travel, I see all these things as essentially setting up for the 666 system that the Bible warns is going to happen. But the bigger point that we were discussing just before the break is, okay, this has happened now. Other things are going to happen in the future. I don't believe that the COVID-19 is the ride of the fourth horse of the apocalypse, but that will happen. And if you see how people have been afraid and how willing they've given up their freedom and their rights so quickly on this, what happens if something is 20 times as deadly as this or 50 times or whatever the number ends up going to be? You can certainly see that in John's day, they didn't have the technology, but in John's day also, they weren't traveling around, and the book of Daniel predicted people would be traveling, going to and fro in the time of the end. And by going to and fro, you can pass diseases around. So we've got those two things going on now, and again, the ability to implement this type of system. Now, what I'm hoping people will do, and this is something you and I talked about before we went on the air today, but not quite. I sent you a link to a free book. The book is online, and you don't have to give us your email address or anything. All right?
And is that a book that you gave? That's part of that email. It was the two videos in, right?
This is
second email, right? Okay.
I sent you an email, and the name of the book, and it's free. The Mystery of God's Plan. Why did God create anything, and why did God make you? So we've got a situation now where a lot of people have some free time. And, you know, this would be a great time, in my opinion. Of course, always a great time, right? A great time, in my opinion, for people to take a look at, you know, what is God's plan? And the reality is most people don't know it.
Right.
Because so many people are off work and distraught. They don't know what's going to go on. Sometimes they don't realize that, no, God has a plan.
Right.
And this all fits into the plan.
Right.
And this particular book talks about why did God make anything? And I'll give you two simple short answers to the two basic questions many people have. And I haven't bounced this off you, so the audience, Bill's audience, Bill, I haven't told Bill this, so let's see.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I want to read and answer both of the questions, and then you can respond. Okay, so the first one is, why did God create anything?
Right.
God created what he did to make things better. Okay, that's number one. Number two, why did God make you? God made you, so if you accept his way, that through all you've been through in your life, you will be able to give love in a unique way for all eternity to make eternity better for yourself and everybody else. Okay. All right. Why we believe that God made anything, and why God made everybody individually, because we all have a unique role. When I see what's been going on with COVID-19, it seems like they're treating us like the old Pink Floyd song about being just another brick in a wall. Okay. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just
right.
We're going to cement you into your house.
just obey, you know, like this governor, like Half Whitmore in Michigan, like just obey, you know?
Yeah, actually, funny about that, I was...
If this isn't the run-up to the mark of the beast, it's a damn good warning of what's coming, isn't it?
It's certainly showing us that how easy this can happen. I was reading something from Dennis Prager, who's a radio personality. You may have heard of him. Anyway, Dennis Prager was making some comment a week ago, something in effect. You know, I didn't believe all these right-wing type people who said that, you know, government wants to take control and all we can lose all of our rights. And he says, but now, you know, I can see it because of what's happening. And Tucker Carlson commented a few days ago, more or less.
Right. In other words, his worldview has been changed.
His worldview has been
changed. Which is actually maybe a good thing. See, but the apocalypse is... Yeah, the apocalypse is not just unveiling evil, it's unveiling good. It's unveiling God's plan, like this book you want to give, which we'll post up the links. It's also unveiling the evildoers and what they're up to, like Bill Gates and Burks and Fauci, Fauci, I call them. And it also unveils the fact that Chinese communists, which are atheistic, the Satanists, they actually declare a war in May of 2019, and I believe they promulgated it with this vaccine program that backfired on them, and that's what caused the plague, like the 1918... Rockefeller program for the typhus vaccine created the 1918 viral plague of the super virus that killed 100 million people worldwide. It's the same damn thing over again, run by the same type of satanic globalists. And God's in the midst of it. He's not nervous. He's still on the throne. Right?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, people aren't that familiar with it. At the end, it shows that God's way wins. Okay? It's very clear.
Right.
For example, this is from the last chapter of the last book. Blessed are those who do his commandments. They have the right to the tree of life, and they enter in the city. And the chapter before says it will be no more sorrow, no more suffering. But it said the ones who don't make it are those who believe and love a lie. Now, we've all fallen victim to lies, okay? And we've all believed lies. And that's, we're not talking about if you've ever told a lie or ever been deceived, okay? Because, Satan deceives the whole world, and we've all made mistakes on our own as well. But the Bible is clear that those who are willing to go God's way, there's actually something good in store. And again, that's why I mentioned the link I sent you. This is God's plan. Why did God create anything? Wait. Why did He make you?
He's also prescribed against something. He prescribed against taking, quote, the mark, because it'll not only give you physical destruction, but also spiritual destruction. When the mark, to me, is not just a financial system, you believe in their New World Order and their Green Deal. I believe it's a chip, it's tracking, it's literally entering cyberspace like the movie that came out called Jumanji. I believe it's a system where they want to have us have cyber cash, make us a cyber citizen, and even hack into our cortex like pre-crime, like this new series called The Feed, which is on Vimeo, on Amazon Vimeo. And what they really want to do is they want to create the matrix where, quote, Satan as a demigod is trying to control us just like he's a proxy for God. And what is the New World Order? His globalists are actually about to do this now, and I believe satanic nations like China want to wipe out the West. Look at the churches; they're empty. People need to go back to church. Why? They can go to a abortion parlor. They can go to play golf, but they can't go to church. You're kidding. Why?
I think you know.
Right.
Restrictions. Yeah, the restrictions that some of the government, state governments, put on churches were absurd, totally unconstitutional. But getting back to the beast and the mark, we don't know completely all the steps involved. But we do know there will be the control of buying and selling. Would that be consistent with digital currency? And we do suspect that it's going to be totalitarian.
Yeah,
and what we're seeing now certainly is a prelude. 666. And I hope people will take the opportunity, learn more about God's plan, and do something about it. Because hopefully they're seeing, look, civilization, we know it, is changing.
Right, we're going to put up the book link on our Deagle Network. As I say, there's three terms of mark. It could be a chip on your cell phone, it could be a chip on you, or even a tattoo like Bill Gates talks about. Either way, be giving over to the Luciferic system, and they're going to alter your biology and control you and even your soul. How's that? I believe we're close, really close.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Med, so powerful it kills MRSA. Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.